After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Bobby,
none of you are dancing with me.
What song is it?
I don't know what you obviously
I knew the three of you were not going to know this song. Nobody
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
But I've got to hear it. I mean, it's not my favorite, so I don't know the words. Do you know the words?
Everybody Wang Chung tonight? Yes. Everybody knows Everybody Wang Chung tonight, except
That's
for the three of you.
That's what they're saying?
Yes.
Is this from the 80s?
This is from the 80s.
Yeah,
the only people who know
the
song
so
80s. Are Kris Jenner and me, Bobby DeMuro. Welcome into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Bobby DeMuro, apparently the only 80s fan on the panel, I guess.
Yeah, I don't do 80s.
You three Johnny come lately.
The only thing good out of the 80s was me.
Speaking of her, this is Francesca Dugan next to me. You were good coming out of the 80s. I'm glad that you...
Thanks.
I'm glad you started in the 80s. And across the way on the table here, we of course have Sterling Cates.
Hello.
And Jesse Owen. Hey, girls.
It's been all Beyonce up here for the past few weeks.
Yeah, Sterling, you've got a nice little green bracelet on. That's because you went to that Beyonce Jay-Z concert in Hollywood. How was that?
It was life-changing. Never taking this bracelet off.
Never taking it off.
And if it does come off, then I'll frame it.
So.
It was in Pasadena.
It was at the Rose Bowl. You're right.
At the Rose Bowl.
Just so we're clear, we see in the Kardashian episode today, thank you guys for joining us, that Kim receives a bracelet from Pink, her new friend.
Mm-hmm.
You received a bracelet from Beyonce, your best friend.
I know.
And it's life-changing for the both of you. Are you going to try to adopt Beyonce like Kim tried to adopt
Beyonce
Pink?
I wish Beyonce would adopt me, honestly. You know, it seems
that Blue needs a sister.
Blue needs a sister, first of all.
Beyonce could adopt Pink and have Blue and Pink.
That's a great idea.
What about sterling silver? I mean, that's a more unique color.
You're really pushing
hard. That's classy, really.
You're over 18. Sterling, I don't want to give away your age, but you're over 18. You're an emancipated adult.
I guess I'm not up for adoption.
You probably can't be adopted.
Also, love you, Mom, if you're watching.
Maybe you could be their nanny.
Oh, Lord. That's an idea.
You know, I want to talk about the Kardashians, but this is the last thing I'm going to say. One of my biggest thoughts about last night, so like with all of her extravagant costumes, she has this one particular girl who's in charge of like at a wedding, like how the maid of honor always like wraps the train of the dress around and that sort of stuff. She has one girl who's in charge of that. I just want to know what the qualifications are for someone that you can get that job where you're Beyonce's like dress arranger.
I'll tell you right now, is a not what you know job, that's a who you know job.
Right.
So,
I'm trying to meet the right people to get there. So,
this
let me
is
know
a good
if you
start.
Hear anything.
Let's get to Kardashians. Guys, thank you for tuning in. As we get started, because we've already wasted enough time, if you haven't yet, please subscribe on iTunes, watch on YouTube. We've been getting an unbelievable response on YouTube, views, comments, all that sort of stuff. Keep it up. We love hearing from you guys, good or bad. And hey, the hashtag for the Kardashian After Show this week, hashtag New Ben, because our engineer is New Ben. What's going on, man?
What's up?
New Ben's new to AfterBuzz, kind of new to AfterBuzz. He's been around before, but I believe this is his first week on Kardashians. We're popping his cherry.
Not his name.
It's true.
His real name is not New Ben. We're not even going to give his real name because to us it's New Ben.
Anonymity is key.
Anonymity is key. He's got amazing carrot top hair too. We'll show that later.
I was thinking that.
So New Ben, anytime you want to jump in, anytime you want to talk about Kim and Kanye or whatever, you've got the floor, man. Join the panel if you want, okay?
I'll be here.
Good. All right, let's get to the show now.
Bye.
We will never hear from him again. Let's get to the show now, guys. First things first is the orphanage. Well, first things first is this is a 6-day vacation that they have stretched into 3 episodes. I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed.
We had a comment last week from one of our viewers, and he was talking about, wow, this family is usually over the top, but we have 3 episodes for exactly what you just said. So we're not the only people thinking this. And that's a lot of the same stuff. We're talking about Rob every episode. We're talking about how Chloe's overwhelmed every episode. We're talking about, you know, the same topics over and over. So
I'm kind of
excited for them to get back to L.A.
I am too. And let's look at what's missing and why
Courtney.
This isn't. No.
Oh.
Scott.
I'm. Oh, yeah.
Scott. You jumped too soon. Yeah. Am I wrong, Francesca?
Hmm?
It's Scott. We're missing Scott. We need him.
I really miss Courtney and Scott. The past 3 episodes are entertaining, but I really do miss them. There's a little hole there.
Yeah. I definitely feel like Courtney and them definitely missed out on this one. Because, I mean, it was 3 episodes, which I'm sure they've done enough Kardashian episodes to care less if they're on 3 of them. But she's pregnant, right? That's why she's not coming on here.
I don't know if it was ever.
She was sick.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't yet been announced
on
the show.
Yeah, it could be the early stages of pregnancy, but we're not really sure.
Or Scott just had he had his helicopter and he had his little mobile office and he didn't want to go to Thailand.
Things are too good in LA right now for Scott.
And things are not too good in Thailand because we knew we were going to get this. We have an orphanage story. We knew we were going to get something like this because the Kardashians do heartwarming things like this. And they do a lot of charity. They are very generous with what they've been given, what they can give to other people, which is great. I have a very specific, very negative thought on the orphanage. But before I drop mine, I want to know from you three, what did you think about this orphanage story, generally speaking? Did it touch your heartstrings? Were you inspired by it? Was it too much? I mean, were they just paying lip service to doing this, or do you think they really meant some of the things they were saying in the orphanage?
I think they definitely meant everything that they said. I mean, I'm sure doing things for people who are less fortunate always feels rewarding, so I'm sure they felt very good about doing it, and I'm glad they did it. Like, regardless if people say, oh, they're just doing it because they're rich or whatever, well, so what? Those kids got toys. Those kids got clothes. It all came out, you know, for the better.
Right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I like that the Mark, was his name Mark? Yeah, Mark from the hotel place, palace, mansion. I want to live there / whatever. he was talking, like, he's involved with it, and that's why the Kardashians knew about it, and that he was saying they're in the works of trying to maybe, like, redo the orphanage and all that. But yeah, I don't think it was just for show, because I know that they do a lot of charity and they enjoy doing it. And to see Kim, like, she posted, I forgot to say this, news gossip last week, she posted that picture on Instagram. It's like, it was like 9 or 12 pictures of her with slightly different variations of her face. And she was like, the emotions of Kim, which was hilarious to me. And I think she was, you know, poking at humor. But it's true, like, she doesn't really have a crazy poker. She has a crazy poker face. Let's put it that way, because she doesn't really show emotion. And to see her, like, really touched with the girl Pink, I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, and I think since she's had North, she's become way more motherly and doing things with these kids that she probably wouldn't have done beforehand. You know, getting as intimate with them, like rubbing hands, like that sort of stuff. It's really nice to see Kim Kardashian in this environment, just really kind of giving back to these kids and being very motherly towards them.
I'm glad the three of you are so positive, because I will disagree a lot. When you go to another country, when you go to a developing country, Thailand in places is very developed. Thailand in other places is not so developed. You run and do something like this. When you do what the Kardashians do, especially on television, you run a very fine line between helping those who are less fortunate and promoting what I would call slum tourism. Mm-hmm. And kind of sensationalizing, hey, let's go see some poor people. Let's go see how they live. And it's almost like a zoo, in a sense, where you're going to observe somebody in their environment. And it can be a little demeaning. And I think what the Kardashians did was very respectful, and it was great. And I don't doubt that they were serious with their intentions. And I know that it wasn't over the top, like, let's observe these crazy poor people. It wasn't like that. But you do walk this fine line sometimes with slum tourism. And I understand the argument is, you know, it's good to get the word out. It's good that other people see that this happens in other countries. But you got to be a little careful that you're not, you know, promoting and kind of sensationalizing and kind of, I don't know, just broadcasting these lives that, you know, maybe these people don't necessarily want to be broadcast on American TV in this way.
Right. I think that's very true. And especially in Thailand and a lot of places in that, side of the world, especially with kids. It is a very sensitive topic, adoption, orphanages, trafficking, whether it's, you know, for whatever. It is a very sensitive topic, but at the same time, I think the place they chose, this Love and Hope place, that the guy that's involved with the resort, I think that, like, he definitely orchestrated that where he chose the right place. Everyone, you know, is in the right thing. But at the same time, they are kids, so they can't consent to any of that stuff. So, I don't know. I've served, and I did mission trips in Guatemala, so it's in Guatemala City and Antigua, and it was very, very developed. Granted, I didn't have a reality crew, you know, behind me, but everyone there is super appreciative. It reminded me of all the kids there. They're just like, you know, just like ready. They're so appreciative of all the gifts. They're getting a swimming pool. I just feel like it was very eye opening, and especially for Kylie. Let's talk about that comment.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby had a different reaction. I actually like the fact that she said, you know, it's, you know, you see that you don't get to choose how you live. And you, Bobby, was like...
What she literally said was, you don't get to choose how you grow up. You don't get to choose where you're born. No crap.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but she wasn't saying it like, oh my God. It was like they were discussing how the trip affected them and what they were talking about. And I, same thing, most of my travels have actually been immersion into the culture where I'm dealing with boys, like a boys and girls type club, per se, quote unquote, in whatever. Like, I was in Ecuador, I was all over Mexico, I've been to El Salvador, all that stuff I've done with that. And every single time I get reminded, wow, it's crazy. I'm so blessed that I was born into the family that I was born into, and I, you know, I'm happy that I was born into the United States.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. So it was just like, they were discussing it, and it's a realization. It is something really, really deep, especially, say, for Kylie and Kendall. They might not do as much of that kind of stuff as the older Kardashians and Kris do. So I didn't find it, like, crazy at all.
I just find it ditzy that she said that.
Right.
I think we all know that, of course, you can't control where you're born. That literal phrase, can't control where you're born. Really?
Right. Well, I think it was just kind of that realization, like, wow, I'm so blessed. You can't choose your circumstances. You can't choose anyone else's circumstances. And that can go back to Rob or Lamar or whatever. You can't choose other people's circumstances, and you certainly can't choose where you're born, what you're growing up, whether it's poverty or you're super rich, whatever. And off that note, Kylie and Kendall grew up with reality TV cameras all around them. In previous seasons, Kim and Khloe and Courtney had talked about how Rob Kardashian Sr. had, growing up, had taken them to all the different, you know, safe houses and all these things so that they could see how, like, blessed they were, first of all, like, second of all, but first of all, give back to these people. I don't think necessarily Kendall and Kylie got that same experience as, had those same experiences growing up. Not that Bruce didn't, you know, you know, discipline them or whatever, but I think it was just, like, two different childhoods there.
But even that idea that Kylie and Kendall kind of had in this thing, and I understand your point completely, but even with that idea of them saying that, boy, you can't control your circumstances, that's kind of that slum tourism idea that's not good.
Yeah.
They're being taken here as an example and say, hey, here are how other people live, Kylie and Kendall. Yeah. This is the real world.
No, I can see that, you know, for sure.
And I understand you want to help, and that's great, and they did a ton to help, it looks like, and that's awesome. But you have to be very careful that you are not objectifying these people almost as animals or objects, and we're going to look at you because this is crazy. How do you even live like this? And that's a real fine line you walk.
Yeah. See, I understand what you're saying, but I completely don't agree with that. Like, I would never even think that in a million years watching that. Like, when you said that right now, I don't know if you guys watching on YouTube can see my expression. I was kind of like, what? Like, I would never even think that. And I understand there are people who exploit, you know, people in lesser circumstances, but I don't believe this was like, oh, we're gonna do this for TV and we're gonna blah blah blah.
I understand, but listen, you're talking to a guy who just filmed a documentary on homeless people, so I understand that line in different ways. You want to broadcast it in some ways to do good things. You want people to be aware of what's going on in this situation or with orphanages or whatever. But you also walk a fine line that this is a commercial endeavor. You're making money off of it. You're publicizing it for your job. So how do you walk the balance? And I know Kylie and Kendall don't take that into consideration. This is more for Kris and producers and stuff like that. But you walk a very fine line with something like that. At the end of the day, I think Jesse's right, though. All this thing being said, if life is better for that group of people, for those kids at the end of the day because of this, maybe that's all that really does matter.
And I think that one last note on that. I think the difference between how you said it, how it's like a zoo and you're just observing these people in their habitat, whatever. I think what's different about this particular episode, them going to the orphanage, they weren't just walking around the orphanage, seeing kids in their different rooms and like whatever. They were totally immersing themselves with them. They were interacting with them. They were playing volleyball with them. They were playing music with them, singing with them, painting with them, playing Legos with them. Kim Kardashian got on the floor with ants. Like, first of all, Kim Kardashian would never do that.
You go, Kim.
But yeah, that was a huge step for her, I felt like. But they really were immersing themselves, or it seemed like they were, you know, I'm not the editor for the show, so I'm not really sure. But, you know, but it seemed like it wasn't more of this, like, observing, I'm going to stay on this side of the wall and you stay on that side. It felt like they were really connecting with these kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know what you're saying, but I don't think this was shown that way whatsoever. There is a borderline, like you're saying, and... like I said, I don't think it was shown this way. And especially because you said you just did the documentary, and I'm sure you had to go through so many hours of, you know, stuff like that, and to choose what should you show, what you want to show, but maybe you shouldn't show. So I understand it all, but I don't feel like this came off anyway, and I would have never even assumed that idea.
I would have never even thought about that until you said it. But when you said it, I was like, wow, I never really thought about that, you know. Treating them like a zoo, it makes sense. But I do think the Kardashians did it tastefully. I don't think that they were trying to do that, like Sterling said, like interacting with them and actually like being with them, talking to them and doing all that stuff. That's different than just walking by and being like, oh my gosh, look at all the, you know. So I think it was okay.
Was Kim genuine in wanting to adopt Pink?
I think she was genuine in wanting to do something to positively change Pink's life. I think she might have been jumping the gun on like, oh, let's adopt her. But I think she was just so passionate about wanting to help her in some way or contribute to, you know, her life in some way. But I think at the end of the day, I don't know how good of an idea adoption would have been.
A part of me thinks that she knew she couldn't adopt her. That's why she threw it out there. Because I think if they would have been like, oh yeah, we could arrange that, I think she would have been like, whoa, I know.
I think from the adoption side, whether or not she was serious, I think Kanye's crazy enough to do it. And that's a compliment. I think that's one of those things that Kanye might be like, yeah, let's do it. If there's a guy who's going to say that, maybe it's Kanye.
Yeah.
So
means,
if
like,
that could have happened.
Exactly. And Brad. And I don't think that she said it to know that she wasn't been able to. Because there's a lot, like, I wish I could adopt, like, every dog I see.
Yeah.
And I know that I can't, but then I'm always trying to think of, well, maybe how can I do it? How can I help? You know what I mean? And I think that the easiest way is I guess we're all kind of selfish in thoughts in a way. So the easiest way to go about that is like, oh, let me take it and do it. Instead of sitting there and thinking of you working at doing something, not saying she doesn't work or not saying I'm not capable of working or figuring other things, but it's just easy if it's in your control.
Right.
But you have to deal with, like you said, like, what should we do for the orphanage? How can we, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's an extra step you have to take instead of just being like, oh, now it's my, you know what I'm trying to
say?
Yeah. And I think there's a difference between, because we know the Kardashians have money, that's a given. There's a difference between them just throwing money at this orphanage, not really knowing where it's going, and then actually connecting with this child, being a role model or, you know, an actual person and having that interaction or whatever, whether it's like pen pals or whatever.
Let's talk about connecting, though, because remember a few weeks ago in Vienna, the Kardashians did that whole history of blackface segment that we kind of made fun of and said, why are you going into this history thing? It was a left turn. I don't remember exactly what we said, but I know we criticized it. But here's an opportunity with the orphanage, with the reason why a foreign person can't adopt a Thai child. They gloss over it. Oh, well, inappropriate things happen. Let's talk about those inappropriate things. It's an uncomfortable conversation. Yeah. You don't need to get graphic, but let's talk about what goes on in Thailand, what happens to these kids, why you can't adopt anymore, and what's going on. And that is one way to change something, to get people in this country fired up to say, I didn't know that happened. We need to make a change. That's the way.
I definitely agree with that, but I was actually going to mention that. I feel like maybe they didn't talk about it because they were in Thailand and maybe, like, you know, they obviously have to get waivers and stuff signed to put certain people on air. So maybe, like, people in Thailand didn't want that people thinking that of their country. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they signed something saying they wouldn't go into details.
Oh, I know that. And I'm not saying do it with the kids. I mean do it in B-roll. Have Chris or Kim or somebody explain in B-roll and say, after we got back, we learned why we couldn't adopt a kid, and here's the hard truth. And you don't need to go into hard detail about anything. Just give us something, because it's not PG-rated. It's bad stuff that goes on. And I think that's an important story to talk about. And it's a very hot topic right now. It's a very, I don't want to say trendy like it's not supposed to be trendy, but it's a very hot topic of discussion in a lot of areas right now with this whole sex slavery issue and whatever.
I think it's...
Bring it to light.
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest problems that's going on. So important to talk about. Everyone needs to be educated about it. But not that I don't think they should have done that on the show at all. But I think one of the problems with that for this particular episode might have been is that these the kids that they showed in this particular orphanage, and then if they just immediately start talking about sex slavery and trafficking and all of that stuff, and because then it's kind of easy to associate that with this particular orphanage, because we're seeing these kids, and I don't think they want to allude to that.
Sure.
This is the fate of these particular kids that we just saw.
Right.
So I don't know. I can.
But there are editing tricks. You can make it a general thing.
Yeah,
you can
totally. But I'm not arguing that. I don't think that should be.
The one thing I thought was funny, though, and I'm saying funny lightly because I know it's not meant to be funny, but it was just kind of, I guess, ironic, was when the guy said, "This is the coffee shop, and these are where the kids work," and I'm like, "They're 8." And 11 and 12. And it's different doing a chore or, like, helping out. Like, we all do this. You know, this week we do this. When he said that they all work in this coffee shop, it was kind of, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to think of it.
Yeah. Do we know what Kim gave Pink? Because I think
in
she
the
gave,
bag.
Yeah, she gave her something separate. She was like, "This is for you for giving me the bracelet."
We don't.
Touching on that, I think it would be amazing if, like, the Kardashians, like, opened up maybe, like, a school for the kids, like, to learn. And
Oprah's done it. Oprah's done it in Africa.
Because Oprah is, like, the female version of Jesus.
That's one of those Frankie quotes. Hashtag Frankie quote. Oprah is the female version of Jesus. That's a good idea. And, I mean, surely they may have done something with... I would like to see Kim said when she said goodbye, you know, "I'll see you later." She didn't say goodbye forever. So maybe there's a story where they come back and perennially keep checking in on them and every year or two or something. Who knows?
I know that's what she hopes for. And like the first, you know, to talk about me just for a second, the first trip that I ever did where I was like an immersion trip, this one little boy, I just really, like, I gravitated towards him too. And you leave feeling so hopeful, like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do this and this and this. And the hard reality most of the time is you come back and you just get sucked back into the regular life. And honestly, I still think about that first ever immersion trip I ever did. Still think about it to this day. And that's what fuels a lot of my traveling. So I know that she'll never forget. But it is, it's like when you first leave that experience, you're so filled with like a great, great, great feeling. And you want to keep that going and you want to make sure that children know that people feel that way about them. But, you know, over time, you don't know. It just might not happen.
No, life happens. Yeah. You tweet. I mean, but you're exactly right. You tweet, you go have coffee with your friends, you come home and you're normal again, and then you forget about it pretty soon. Unfortunately, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with some of this stuff. And it's not Kim's fault, because it would happen to every one of us too, but that's the problem, is how do you make a difference in Thailand and not just pay lip service to making a difference, not just bring some volleyballs and exchange bracelets and put your hands on the wall, but actually make a difference. And part of it is the Kardashians could throw a lot of money at it, but is throwing money at it the right thing? You know, you have to decide how you spend this money and what you do and whatever. So it's a challenge, and something is better than nothing. Even a single volleyball is better than absolutely nothing. But at the level the Kardashians are at, it'd be cool to see if they can do something significant down the road in a situation like this that is very well thought out.
You know what a good family vacation would be? Would be like going to one of those countries and building like a house, like Habitat
Absolutely.
For Humanity does. They could be a part of that and actually live it. That would be like the best thing that
they
could
do. And from an entertainment standpoint, we will get to more fun Kardashian stories right now, but last point on this, from an entertainment standpoint, could you imagine the whole group going back to Thailand for another vacation and building an orphanage together? You want to talk about drama? The girls and Bruce and Brody and Brandon and Chris building a building? That's like Entertainment City right there, man. You want to talk about drama between all that?
Yeah.
I would watch the hell out of that. All right, let's get to some more fun Kardashian stuff. Let's start, really start and end with Khloé. The rest of the episode's kind of dominated by Khloé. her little, you know, maybe Thai boxing one night fling, her foray into Buddhism for a second.
She didn't wrestle, she boxed this time.
That's true. She didn't physically wrestle anybody, but we still have the Chloe physicality with boxing, not bloxing. I promise I'm not drunk. let's start with the boxing. So Chloe said she's never had a vacation fling. Ladies, have y'all ever had a vacation fling?
It's a little personal, Bobby.
So that's a yes for Sterling. What about you two?
Is that a name of a drink? Then yes. Yeah.
All right. Well,
jeez,
you guys are giving me. I'm not asking for background. I'm just saying. Does Chloe need to experience a vacation plane?
No. And what about? Sorry, I just was thinking about this throughout the episode. What bothered me the most is that she's obviously very fragile right now about Lamar, about Rob, about everything that's going on, and it really, like, I get what they were trying to do. Like, she needs to find, you know, a rebound or whatever it is, but Chloe's going to find a rebound. She's obviously doing that currently. I don't know if French Montana's a rebound or what, but she's got to do it on her own terms. They can't force, like, this, you know, someone that, first of all, she wouldn't even be attracted to in the first place. What are you guys doing? Right?
We're just over here. We're just over here drinking our coffee
because I went.
All right, anyways,
you imagine, like, that. Chloe and the little Thai boy, like. Well, wait, he wasn't Thai. He was what? He's Spanish and...
No, I think the guy was Thai. I think he just spoke, like, French and Spanish. Was the impression I got.
Okay.
Maybe it could have been another tourist. That's a good point.
Well, can you like, imagine, like the height difference if he was, like, short and then... You know, because I'm an athletic-built kind of girl. I'm not, like, the tiny, petite little girl. So, against some little guys, I feel very... Big.
I thought Brandon and Brody were totally kidding the whole time, and then they actually were going around and getting numbers.
Yeah.
And obviously Chloe felt very uncomfortable with it, and she's very just like, doesn't want to deal with it, and obviously nothing was going to come of it because it's not like that would ever happen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't force that kind of stuff on someone who's in as fragile as she is and as emotional as she is.
And speaking of Chloe and being fragile and you can't force yourself on... I didn't understand why Chloe said, I've been avoiding Kim all day. And, you know, now at the Buddhist temple, she's cornering me. But, like, why was Chloe avoiding Kim all day? Like, the whole episode, we didn't see anything of that, so.
Well, I think because yesterday was last week's episode.
Yeah. Oh.
Because, like, this is 6 days
Jeez,
we're talking about
so
here.
So long ago.
Right. It seems like it was last week, but it was... I felt like it was closer to time.
And I think it's that idea that the way Kim was with Rob or whatever. But the interesting thing about the Buddhist temple lesson with Chloe to me is I thought she had learned the lesson and kind of been affected by Buddhism a little bit differently than the rest of them had. And then she turns very quickly and she's like, oh, I've been avoiding Kim all day and now she's cornering me. Well, Chloe, if you learn the Buddhism lesson, learn to kind of transcend this experience yourself. And even if Kim corners you, don't let it affect you. Easier said than done.
Right.
But you're at the Buddhist temple, learn the Buddhist lesson, you know, and she didn't do that. She fell right back into her old habits, not even having left the temple, not even having left Thailand.
Well, it takes practice.
It does.
But she fell
into her habits in 10 seconds. She was still in the temple, you know. That was one thing that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But I think it speaks to the fact that she's under an incredible amount of stress, and she said that.
Well, then this conversation between the two of them ended a lot better than the last one they had, so I thought it was... semi-productive.
I still would have liked to see a public apology from Kim to Chloe for what she said about dating rappers last episode.
Really? A public apology?
On the show. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, she said that and she was like, I really wanted to punch her. But then we see him like, they're fine.
I mean, they're sisters.
Sisters. And Chloe said something right back to her.
Right. They were equally as rude to each other, I thought. I don't know.
They were. Yeah, but she was just talking about selfies, whereas she went deep and went into her marriage and personal life.
Well, Kim's the last one to talk about any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Dating rappers,
absolutely
really?
The last one to talk about that. But I think it just comes, they're sisters, they've been spending 24/7 together in Thailand.
Yeah.
Every day, all day. So, you know, you're going to...
And you forget what you... Well, they're not forgetting what they were fighting about, but, like, with my sister, we'll have this huge argument about whose shirt is who, and then... 5 minutes later, we're best friends again. So
life
like
is too
like
short,
yeah,
to spend
like
on
those grudges. Yeah,
minuscule things, if that works. Off the topic, really, really fast. Did you guys notice that Bruce was still wearing a ring on his wedding ring finger?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, and
does Chris have one? Well, I don't think she ever even wore
She has
one.
And she hasn't. We talked about this in News and Gossip. She was thinking about selling it at one point. I mean, she still got it. She's not giving it back, obviously. So I think she has worn it in the past, in the recent past.
Just think about selling it. That would be a low blow.
I don't know. It's her property.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still acting like they're together. If, you know, at least keep it. Like, don't be like, oh, I pocketed your money.
How about Bruce saying to Brandon and Brody when they're going to the tie fights and they're talking about Chloe getting a guy, Chloe getting a guy, and they say, hey, you going to go find a girl or whatever? And Bruce is like, strike three. I'm out. Does that mean he's not dating anymore, or is that more
marriage.
Of a Chris joke?
No, more of like, I'm not going to probably jump into a marriage.
Probably not ready for something serious.
And again, we've spoken about this before. I don't feel like he's going to jump into some sort of dating.
Well, last week you said you think he'd be the first to do something before Chris.
Has he been married 3 times? Like Chris, Brody, and then Swan?
Well, it's at least 2. We should probably know this.
It's probably 3. And then another another thing random, since, you know, the majority of this episode, like we said, was the orphanage and then kind of the Buddhist temple, like, coming in second place. So there's a bunch of other little random things. I love how when Kim and Brody, first of all, Kim and Brody, were sitting, you know, talking together, and she said that when Kanye gives one call and he called Mr. Chow's to get some takeout in jail.
Typical
so
Kanye.
Awesome.
Yeah, such a badass.
He knew he would get out. Like, obviously, people were with him and saw him go to jail. So, why not get some good food?
So funny.
I wonder if he actually got it, though, because I don't think you can bring food.
Well, let me tell you how
he
should have done it. And I don't know if he did this, but if you're going to call Mr. Chow's or wherever and get takeout in jail, and you got the cojones to do that, here's what you do. You don't order it for yourself. You get about $2,000 worth of takeout, and you have it for all the guards, and you deliver it to the front door, and you give them all a free meal. I'm not even kidding.
What is then Mr. Chow's first?
Who are they going to treat well? Like, they're going to treat you.
Chinese? Well, I thought you were about to say give it to all the inmates.
No, because
they share a toilet, and they're about to eat Chinese.
They won't. No, because they won't let the food in the jail, obviously. And I know you do it as a gag anyway.
Well, he was just doing it as like a damn the man thing.
But think about it. Give it to the guards, and think about how well they have to treat you if you give them a free meal.
Yeah, but then if they like throw up and get sick, they might think it was on purpose.
Well, it's not his problem if he didn't make the food, I guess. Last question for you guys on the show today. Well, 2 things, I guess. The first one is Brody defending his sister at that little bar. I don't know how y'all feel. This was a staged event. That was a producer pretending to grab her butt. He reached around like way behind and like tapped the air. He didn't touch her butt. This was a staged thing.
Bobby.
Brody looks like he's...
Oh my God.
My hand's up here. This is a staged thing. Bobby. I'm even saying my own name. Brody looks like he's acting about it. Do you guys disagree? I think it's totally staged, totally fake.
It was so short that I didn't really put any kind of emotion into
it. I kind of forgot about it already. I don't think it was like a super... And then they all just went back to laughing, so it totally could have been staged. I think it was... It could have been more to serve the purpose to make Chloe's point about Brody, how he, like, gets too, you know, personal sometimes, but he's protective, whatever. It, like, fit too well with that storyline, so it was...
Was Bruce there?
No, it was just Brandon and Brody.
Okay.
Frankie, well, are we boring?
I'm so sorry. That just came. I'm a little in a food coma currently.
Which was it, Mr. Chow's in jail?
It was Mr. Chow's in jail. I got out. It was only a couple hours.
Perfect. Second question for you guys, and this is a fun one to end on, the lantern releasing ceremony. Hashtag white people. Things white people do.
Yeah,
the lantern release. Come on.
No, it's funny because...
New Ben, have you ever released a lantern?
I have seen a lot of these lanterns released around school, which are... it's a predominantly white school, so...
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that you even know what I'm talking about without seeing the episode. Yeah. Thank you.
He secretly watches.
It's like a pop. I've seen it before on like other things. It's like a popular thing to do.
Well, a lot of times, people will let balloons go, which actually is like even a million times worse than a lantern thingy because the plastic and all that. I don't know, anything in going into the air like that you're not gonna pick it up when it drops on the ground. You're just leaving someone else to clean up your mess. It's kind of rude.
But the lantern is bite.
Biodegradable.
Paper. Like, it probably dissolves, but something's, I don't know.
Here's my question for you guys. Not about the logistics of the lantern.
I'm just like, are we getting into the science?
My question for the three of you is about the physics and the lift.
Being green.
Sorry, Frankie. Is if you guys did a lantern releasing ceremony, what would you release with the lantern? What emotion? What thing?
Gas. Well, first of all,
Totally teasing.
First off, let's just say all your problems will not go away just by letting go of a lantern.
Oh, 100%. But I, call me a girl, I like the symbolism. I like this symbolism.
I wish it were that easy. I guess just because I don't feel like, maybe I'm just, I don't have feelings.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe you're a negative Nancy.
I'm a negative Nancy.
I liked Chris's answer about fear. Like, because that is one of the hardest things. Like, and one of my favorite quotes of success is on the opposite side of fear. So, or right on the other side of fear. So just in overcoming that sort of stuff that stops you from doing it, whatever it is that you want to do. So I feel like if you can let go of that, then you can pretty much do anything you want.
So Sterling releases a lantern with fear. Frankie, what do you release?
I don't know.
Negative energy. I release, good vibes only.
Okay, I'll participate.
Yeah.
I release hate.
Hate and fear. Okay. And Frankie doesn't
YouTube
know.
YouTube commenters.
I like, what's under I don't know. But I feel like, I mean, it actually letting go of a lot of things is actually really simple, but we tend to overthink and
make lanterns and stuff.
Yeah. And like sometimes you want to feel that misery or pain or whatever. So sometimes when you physically do something that really, really helps, what I release right now, I really don't know. I try to stay really positive. I do complain a lot, but I try to stay really positive. So I don't know what I would like. Maybe I would let go complaining. Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
I would let go of self-sabotage. In other words, getting in your own way. And I don't mean huge things. And we can talk about self-sabotage with like Lamar or Rob. But I even mean like small things. Just little tiny things that you know
telling
you shouldn't do.
You can't.
Exactly. Negative thoughts, little negative actions. And yeah, I mean, if you do one little negative action, whatever, but they add up over time.
Yeah.
So
let it go. Let it go.
Exactly. You want to sing some more?
Anyway.
I was gonna get to news and gossip, but if you want to sing some more,
fine.
Sing news and gossip.
News and gossip.
There we go.
News and gossip.
Sterling, you actually have a pretty good voice. I'm kind of impressed.
I wasn't even trying, Bobby.
Well, just imagine when she tries.
Hey, humble brag. Why don't you let go of cockiness too?
Yeah, maybe I will. That's the next lantern.
All right, ladies first. Which one of you wants to start with news today?
I'll go. Okay.
Do it.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of you guys saw, because once the Latina magazine hit the stands with Adrienne B. on it, is there a picture?
Is there?
I don't know.
Did you give a picture of it?
I don't know. Maybe New Ben found one.
New Ben gave us a thumbs up.
Yeah, there's a picture. So yeah, Adrienne, Rob's ex-girlfriend, was interviewed for Latina magazine. And, you know, first of all, I want to say, when I think of her, I don't think of Rob. I think of 3LW and Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, she dated Rob for a little bit. I don't know how long it was, like 3 or 4 years, but it seemed like to me. It doesn't matter. She, in the article, said that she wishes that she hadn't had dated Rob, I'm kind of generalizing it. Because she didn't realize the effect that her name being associated with a Kardashian would ruin her career.
Right.
And I can't, first of all, I'm actually still friends with some of my ex-boyfriend's family members. I don't interact with them on a daily basis, but there's still a respect. Just because you guys are not in each other's lives anymore doesn't mean you're rude. Yeah. I would never in my life talk badly about anyone, whatever, and especially because she was a part of that family and it wasn't a public eye. Like, I just can't even believe that she would make a comment like that. You know people are going to come and attack you. And so right away, Kim was...
Yeah, that,
made
I was
comments.
Just about to say, this is my favorite part of the
whole
thing.
Yeah, can you read... Can,
yeah,
can
I'm
you bring up the tweets?
For it right now, but... oh, yeah. I favorited it. Kim responded as soon as that article came out, and she said, funny how she says being with a Kardashian hurt her career, yet the only reason she has this article is because she is talking about a Kardashian.
In your face.
I completely agree. I just feel like Adrienne now, like when Cheetah Girls was a thing, like she was maybe relevant for like 2 seconds. But like now, like,
ouch.
How often do you think about her? now? Like, is she relevant these
days?
Well,
she just got, like, she's a host on a new talk show, whatever. And you know what? She's done her own stuff. You know,
she's not associated with them. Like, when you think of her, that's my whole point.
This is the question. What's she promoting? Because nobody ever talks about anything ever unless they're promoting something.
She's bringing up
The talk show? Let's talk about the talk show because that's what she wants. She wants her name in the articles.
I forgot.
The bigger issue here is the uproar that it caused. And I actually didn't see Kim's tweets first. I saw just regular people commenting and someone else, I saw actually someone else, I forgot, they're like a blogger, someone going back and forth, which is a regular average Joe, about it, saying she said to the person, well, at least she didn't lay on her back, and that's how she got her career, you know, implying Kim Kardashian. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't understand this, because like I said, Adrienne has done a lot of different things regardless of the Kardashians, but the icing on the cake with all this gossip, because I could sit here and talk about this forever, is that Khloé, you know, she made comments as well, but she also put FDB, which is short for the F word, that B word.
Yeah.
Like, well, she middle finger up.
Also, like, I thought we were cool.
Exactly, because, again, like I said, you're in someone's family, you become part of them, no matter if you guys have a messy breakup or not. If you see their family out, unless, you know, the whole family's involved, it's still whatever. But Rob retweeted the FDB tweet.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of the story.
But also, this all started because a few weeks ago, we talked about news and gossip. She was getting her Rob Kardashian tattoo removed, and she was so happy about it. Which, I mean, she has every right to get her ex's tattoo removed.
I would never put anyone's name on my body.
And so, anyways. So that's what sparked all of this stuff. Like, that's probably why she got that article. Anyways.
Here's
about Adrienne. This is the most airtime she's gotten in years.
Well, that's the thing. And here's what it comes down to, and let's be adults about it, because the Kardashians aren't always adults. The winner in this whole situation?
Rob.
Nobody.
Oh.
Because Adrienne... No, listen. Adrienne started talking like she's 13 years old again.
Yeah.
And I thought she was an adult, but you're not. Kim started talking back like you're 13 years old again. Take the high road. You didn't do that. Khloé starts swearing at her on Twitter. That's not the high road. And Rob retweets it passive-aggressively.
Right.
Nobody wins. All you guys lose. Everybody's dumb. I want to see somebody take the
high
road.
Game over. Well, I did like to see, because the past few episodes, especially, we've been talking about the whole Kim being selfish, not helping Rob with his problems, like, should she help, blah, blah, blah. But I did like that she was the first person to come to his defense. I don't know if it was necessarily his defense or the Kardashian name.
Yeah.
But still, she was aware of it. She's taking care of it. I liked the tweet personally.
It was an entertaining morning on Twitter. Let's just put it that way, guys.
This girl lost her Christmas card from them.
And for me, I saw her tweet first, and I didn't know who she was talking about. So I went to Google, and I was like, who was Kim Kardashian's last tweet about? And then it came up, like, Adrienne.
Also, don't you just love Google?
Yeah. Did Adrienne, what's her face? I don't even know her name. Did she say anything after they said all that stuff?
I can't remember. I feel like she might have, but not something directed towards them. Maybe a general comment, if anything, but I can't remember.
Here's one big thing. Don't get into a Twitter flame war with any Kardashian.
No.
Because they've got millions and millions more followers than you, and no matter what you say, you will lose. You're going to lose. My other thing is, if you've had a Rob tattoo on your body for whatever and you're going to get it removed, just get it removed.
You don't have to make a comment about it.
Just get it removed. Exactly. You're rich, Adrienne. I know you're not Kardashian rich, but you have enough money to get a tattoo removed. You should have done it a long time ago. Just get it removed.
You could have done it 5 years ago when you guys broke up.
And if you're that big of a star, they'll notice you got it removed when you're walking down the street.
Exactly. I'm seeing Us Weekly articles about Adrienne Bylon. I think we're all Team Rob on this one. Jesse.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
Really fast.
This is a big piece of
news. No, not necessarily Team Rob, because she did mention in the article that he cheated on her, and that was common knowledge. So, like you said, no one wins in this. I just think that on a professional level, she should not have said that the Kardashians ruined her career.
Because
she has so much on her own.
I feel like she needs to stop bringing up Rob, because they ended their relationship, what, years ago? Is she still harping on her ex?
If she doesn't want to be associated with it, then stop talking about it. Talk about your talk show. Talk about your family that you have now. Like,
Don't even bring it up that you dated a Kardashian.
Guess what? No more Adrienne ever on this after show. You're done. We're not even going to name you. We're just going to call you FDB from now on. Jesse, news-wise,
what
you got?
I'm not that mean, Adrienne, just so you know.
Okay, so the first piece is Chris is pressuring Scott and Courtney to get married. But on top of that, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon because Courtney, you remember, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, the picture I showed you guys of Chloe and Scott in the bathtub together. Well, apparently Courtney is pretty pissed off about it, and she said it's disrespectful. She said they shouldn't have been in the bath at all together. So she's pretty pissed, but they're blaming it on pregnancy hormones. But like I said,
that's like saying
you can't be in a spa with my boyfriend.
New Ben, put the camera on us. I'm always right.
No, you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm always right. I said this. I've been talking about this little Chloe Scott thing, and now it's coming to fruition with Courtney.
No, it's not.
I'm always right. I am always right.
You're not a woman, Bobby. You're not
always right. If my sister was in the bath with my baby daddy doing that kind of stuff, I'd be like, why are you doing this?
If they were naked or it was like, if they were, there was no public pictures about it, if you like walked in on them and you're like, whoa, okay, that's a different story. But they were clearly making jokes. You guys stop. Clearly making jokes online and
I like New Ben.
No boy. Anyways, just stop talking.
All right, Jesse, what else you got?
Okay. Also, when they were in, Ibiza? How do you?
Ibiza.
Ibiza. When they were there, they went to a birthday party, and Kim, Kanye, Kendall, and Chris, they all partied with Justin Bieber, which is crazy because we didn't see Kanye at all on the vacation, and he was obviously down there for a little bit, which is kind of cool.
He doesn't want to be on film, on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were there for the... the artistic director of Givenchy, among us, the stars. But they were there for that birthday party, so like anyone who was anyone was there. There was a picture, Kim Kardashian tweeted it, or Instagrammed it, and Paris Hilton tweeted it. They were together, and they were like reminiscing on the first time we went to Ibiza in 2006. And
did you see those pictures?
Like, yeah, I saw them. And they like it was, but obviously they have a lot of history. It's debatable whether or not Paris was a part of Kim getting the fame that she has now. But then their relationship kind of fizzled when Paris like dissed her in a radio interview, right? Like,
and now they said they're back though. They've reconciled.
Yeah, no, they're reconciled. They were like catching up on old times, like blah blah.
Do you notice how in those pictures Paris Hilton looks the exact same, but Kim, she looks so young compared to. I mean, she looks great now, but it's like it doesn't. It almost doesn't even look like her.
Paris Hilton doesn't age because Paris Hilton's not human. She's an alien pod sent from another planet.
Is she?
Yeah, thought that was common knowledge. I guess it's not breaking news on AfterBuzz about Paris Hilton.
Heard it here first.
Hey, we've got a fun picture. Speaking of Ibiza, we've got a little selfie Kim posted. And guys, I don't know if you know, but Kim posts a lot of selfies. More breaking news.
Selfie.
It's where you take your phone and you take a picture of yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's a new thing. It'll catch on with the kids.
Huh.
The reason I mention it is, check out this selfie we've got on the screen right now. It's Kim, of course, taking a selfie with Kanye. I don't know if he fell asleep or if he passed out. But either way, he's knocked out in bed, done for the night. Some questions for you two. The first thing is this. She captioned this picture, quote, "Side chicks be like."
Yeah, take a picture when he's sleeping. It's funny.
Why?
Yeah,
is this
Bobby, you're so not in the know.
What do you mean I'm not in
a
the
lot
know?
Of, so people, a lot of girls, every, like, wasn't Chloe saying something about this?
Yeah,
those girls with Lamar, like, everyone wants their little 5 minutes, 10 minutes of fame, whatever. So, you'll have these girls that go out and sleep with celebrities.
Oh, I get this. I understand this completely. That
well,
wasn't
my
question.
Let's just say it for some of the viewers that are not aware. Mm-hmm. And to prove that they've conquered this quest, quote unquote, you know, because it's really not a big deal, they take a picture. You know, they clearly can't take a picture together while the guy's awake, so they sneak while they're sleeping.
That wasn't my question. My question does Kanye have side chicks?
No.
Is she taking this to say a message to side chicks with Kanye?
No, she's being
funny.
No, I think
that's funny.
Yeah, I think
she's getting really funny. Humor is extremely
like
dry and hilarious.
And that's like the thing you were talking about with
different faces.
It's like,
exactly.
Because I didn't think it was a joke at first. I was like, okay, these faces all look the same. But here I was like, oh, that's actually pretty funny.
Second question. That bed, and I'm just saying, it's not a question, it's a statement.
Stop it right
that
now.
That bed looks an awful like that bed that she and Ray J had on this sex tape a while ago.
All white sheets are the same bed.
A lot of hotels have white sheets and white comforters.
I'm just saying.
I would hope after all this year she has gotten some new sheets.
Was that even at their house?
That's an Ibiza.
No, it's an Ibiza.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm teasing. But I'm just saying, it just
Stop
made
it,
me
Bobby.
It made me reminisce. You want to talk about reminiscing? I reminisced a little bit on that video. Second thing, last piece of news. Scott Disick's hospitalization may have been a wake-up call alcohol, and I'm curious if you guys believe him. He talked to People magazine a little while ago, and the alcohol poisoning in June, which we've talked about a little bit, but not a ton, he said that he had a moment of clarity, and people talk to a source, whatever that means whenever they say this.
Sources.
Source says, and I quote, "Scott has known that he needed help for a while, but he just wasn't ready to take that leap. He finally had to humble himself and say, hey, I need help. It was a big step for him, and it took a lot of faith on his part."
Rob,
they talk
take a
about
listen.
Seriously, they talk about how his parents died. He went to Rich Wilkerson, a pastor who is the one who performed
this
Kim and Kanye's ceremony.
Now,
well, but I'm getting to the point, not that. The point I'm getting
Get
to is
it.
This. The source also said, quote, "Everyone in his life," talking about Scott, "has wanted to help him. For one thing, he hasn't had a drink since his hospitalization. He's taking the steps he need to make things right. He struggles with the same things as us all. I wouldn't say that his demons are bigger than anyone else's. He just works through them publicly." Do we really believe that this is Scott's moment of clarity and he will get better from here?
I have no
clue. Honestly, I think, okay, people might hate me for saying this, but I don't, yeah, he drank a little too much, but haven't we all had those nights where we've drank a little too much? And yeah, he used to have a problem and it used to be like really bad, and we saw that on the old Kardashians. But I think for the most part, he's been, well, what we can see, he's been pretty responsible. Yeah, he might have had a little too much to drink, but I mean, did he burn down the house? Did he hurt his child? Did he abuse his family? You know, I don't think he needs all this help that people are saying.
So you don't think once a problem, always a problem?
Well, we also don't know how serious it is. And also, I don't really like to predict about things about, you know, one way or the other. Oh, I think he's going to go way downhill. Like, I hope this is his moment of clarity. Yes, I'd love it for him and his family's sake. Like, that's what I hope is the case.
Well, that's the question. I mean, that's what I'm asking you guys, is now that the third kid is on the way, I mean, he's been an adult for a little while, and I mean an adult like a better boyfriend than he was in the past. Is that going to stick for him? Because his hospitalization,
I really hope so.
To me, was a big surprise because he had been good for so long, and mm-hmm. it's like, wait a minute, old Scott reared his head.
Yeah.
So old Scott rearing his head, is that going to be a pattern that continues, or is it just a one-off thing, which I think we hope for?
I think it was one-off because, I mean, my God, the guy just lost both of his parents in such a short time, and it hasn't been that long ago. It's been less than a year since he lost his parents. So, I mean, give him a break.
Okay. I like it. All right, guys, that's it for news and gossip. Let's get to predictions. You three are a little salty today.
What?
Now, Buzz TV predictions.
I don't know what's in the water this Sunday night, but the calendar turned to August, and you guys just got all foggy.
What? Chill out. My birthday is Saturday.
Goodbye.
Is that a prediction? I predict Jesse turns 1 year older on Saturday.
I predict that too.
I got out before you.
I predict that all three of the sisters are going to be pregnant. I've said it before. I think they're all going to be pregnant at the end. I think, like, Courtney, what, she has, like, what, 5 months left? I think we'll find out closer when she has, like, a month left. And then, like, maybe Kim will get pregnant. Then Chloe will get pregnant. That's what I want to happen.
That's an interesting prediction. What about Kendall?
Please don't wish that on her. She has too good of a career going for her to be 16 and pregnant. Although
she's 18.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, Kylie's 16.
Bobby knows
okay,
this.
Okay, 18. Still, that is way too young to be birthing babies.
The minute she turned 18.
You guys are salty.
He had
salty.
A countdown clock.
You guys are salty tonight.
One more second. Yes.
Oh, my Lord. It's getting hot in here. You guys are so mean. All right, Stir, what you got?
For prediction?
Yeah, give me something.
I predict that Kim will get married in May in Paris and...
Actually, in Italy.
Oh, in Italy. That's right.
Wait, that's our... That's how it happened.
Yeah, well, you know, where
Hence
we are
May.
In the show. Yeah,
I predict next week will be great.
Well, we didn't get to see the promotion video for next week because of
yeah,
the
we didn't
cut
see
off.
That. I predict that you guys better be nicer next week or I'm going to go home crying.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's intriguing.
Oh,
that's
right.
I might.
Wait, I'm not going to be here next week.
Mm.
Just realized that.
We're going to have to pull Stefan back
I
in.
I might be. Actually, I might be. You know, I've got to talk to my manager and like.
Such a busy schedule.
Oh, Lord. All right, guys. That's it this week on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This was a little interesting. You know what I think it is? I think we're all sick of Thailand. For God's sakes.
Thank God.
Well, you know what? I don't
can't
think
wait to come home to me.
I think this was the most like substantial episode, though.
Yeah.
So I'm sad it's coming to an end because I enjoy seeing the beautiful land of Thailand because I'm going to go next year and I can't wait. But it was nice to wrap it up. But I think it was a great, great end of their stay.
Oh, if we're talking about predictions, I want to see something that Kim does for Pink. Like, I want to see their relationship flourish. Like, I want to see what's happening.
I like
with
that. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, Social Link, Sterling, if somebody were to tweet you, where would they do that
if at? If you want to tweet me, or, you know, I don't know what you do on Instagram. Don't stalk me. That's weird. I don't want to say that. All right, anyways, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen.
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
And Vine.
And Vine, that's true.
And Francesca, the occasional Vine.
Has a great Vine. And I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro. I just recently released a documentary about Skid Row, homeless
Check
people in
out.
LA. You guys watched it. Thank you very much. I know y'all liked it. So if you are on Twitter, you can either tweet me or go hashtag Skid Row Tuesdays. It's all there. You can watch the whole thing for free. It's pretty awesome. That's it on the show this week, guys. Thank you for joining me for one more week. We're back in the States next week. No more Thailand, thank goodness. And hey, we'll see you a week from today. Good night, guys.
Later.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.